You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
An employee at a St. Petersburg daycare center is accused of recording people in the employee bathroom. Now, no kids involved in this, but this guy wanted to see other people tinkle and stuff, tinkle and poop.
Oh.
And here's that story of what's happened to him now. Let's head out to Fox 13 in Tampa Bay. Take a listen.
Tonight, Julian Nichols had only been working at that daycare for a month, and now detectives are trying to figure out if he had been recording people that entire time. Now, St. Pete police said that they got a call from Lou Early Learning Center around noon today. They say an employee told investigators she found a cell phone taped underneath the sink of a staff bathroom, and the camera was pointed at the toilet. Investigators say they traced the phone back to 30-year-old Julian Nichols, who worked in the cafeteria's kitchen, so they charged him with video voyeurism.
He's booked into jail, and our investigators still have a lot of work to do to determine how many victims, what pictures he actually might have on his cell phone, and try to get more information as to whether it was confined just to that one bathroom.
St. Pete police told Fox 13 the staff restroom was the one Nichols regularly had access to, but they aren't ruling anything out. The daycare told reporters tonight they had a staff meeting about this incident, and Nichols no longer works there. Now, police say that it is possible that more charges could come. They just have to get hold of the contents of that cell phone to see what other evidence might be there. A judge set his bond at $5,000.
I just hope you work at a place where your coworker doesn't want to see you poop. Right?
I hate to break it to somebody, but wherever you work,
there's at least one.
There's one person that wants to see you tingle.
Uh-huh. And they might not be.
Take what you've been
they
using a lot
might not.
Word of the day.
Yeah.
The word of the day is tingle.
Tingle. They might not come.
We should do a tingle.
You imagine a big burly man going in and be like, where's your restroom? I have to tingle.
I got a tingle.
You go,
they might not
tinkle,
take the
you?
Steps, you know, to watch you tinkle.
Uh-huh.
They might not get the camera. They might not do it. But someone that works here,
wants
someone
to see you tinkle?
Is into people tinkling.
Right. There's always
you
one.
Know it.
There's
you
one.
Know it.
Yeah, you believe.
Someone here in this building is into people tinkling.
That's true. Mm. Every building.
Every building.
Every building has one person that's into tinkling, whether they act on it or not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think the people that act on it, they're few and far between. But the people who wish they could watch people tinkle.
I don't want to watch you tinkle, I got to say. And tinkling doesn't do anything for me.
I've never been into it. I'll tinkle, and then I want to be done with my own tinkle. And then
I barely want to see myself do it.
Notice he didn't say he does it. He says he barely does
it. We got to at least look and see, see what's going on.
Takes long
enough. Make sure your stream's in good health, your tinkle stream.
It's not. It's terrible.
Doc, I'm having trouble tinkling.
That's the next
one. Gotta go to the tinkle doctor today.
Such a manly thing to
just
say.
Just rode in out of Cheyenne. You got a place there and go take a tinkle.
Right in the back.
Thank you.
It's got a big W on the door.
Nice. It's a women's restroom, just like I like it. It's for the woman inside.
Yeah.
Tinkle time.
I like to tinkle.
Yo, I hope that's not a dirty website.
What? Tinkle time?
Tinkle time.
Tinkle time. Oh, guaranteed.
You think so? Tinkletime.com?
Oh, man. You know,
it's a catchy name.
It is. You know, it's going to be some weird like lawyer. He's like, I'm Tommy Tinkle. And it's Tinkle Time.
Oh,
it's for sale.
Oh.
There you go. Tinkle Time.
So this is the thing, though. Someone else knew. It would be huge in the P game.
Could you imagine?
How much is it?
You're sitting on a gold mine. Well, they don't even tell you.
You'd have to call and find out.
You got
to
inquire.
How much for that Tinkle Time?
I'm doing some Googling. I just got a nice little cash windfall.
It's a song by somebody.
Oh, I'm sure it's like a kid's, like, gotta take it.
Oh, you're right.
You know, I gotta
take it. Oh, it's
not.
I don't know about that.
We're
going to
turn that right off.
Come on. I'm sure it's just dance music. Let's listen.
Get ready, Chuck.
Oh, my God.
I don't care anymore.
You don't care anymore? I care. Good. Thank you.
It's only got 15 views.
I care. Thank you.
Real popular video. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
You're number 15.
Yeah.
I don't think this is it. This is
tinkle, tinkle, tinkle.
Wow, there's just no lyrics.
It's just like
it's just deep house.
Really boring.
It's why it's called
wasted opportunity.
It's really bad.
It's for it's the DJ that's into. Tinkle
stuff. That's what I think it is.
It's just tinkle time.
You can't.
It's tinkle time.
Tinkle time.
Goodbye, tinkle time, Kelly doll.
Yeah. When tinkles your last day,
probably not good.
Great tinkle time, yeah, top secret. Tinkle time tickers.
Yeah. Not what we're looking for.
No, it's not. It's not. But if you want to buy TinkleTime.com, it is for sale.
The hell's the price on your TinkleTime.com? I need to have a nest egg.
I bet the price just went up. Mm. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
For sure.
TinkleTime, if you're into piss.
I wonder if
you could sell like all toilet products or something.
Yeah, you could go either way.
You find that on TinkleTime.com.
Yeah, I'm looking for a bidet. I'm looking for a bidet system.
Com. Maybe I'd have to be the Amazon of toilets.
All things tinkle.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else?
Toilet paper.
Sell? There you go. That's a good one.
Cleaning products for toilets.
Yeah. Diapers.
Yeah, that qualifies. All types of diapers.
Yeah, this is weird, too, because it's not just... It's somebody owns it. It says...
That's what I mean.
Yeah, so someone bought it up, and now they're just going to sell it for the best price, right?
Urinal.
Cakes.
Yeah, the...
Oh, yeah. The splash guards and all the...
I just need to buy weird website
fresheners.
Anything you need for tinkling.
That's about it.
That's about it. That'll do it.
That's all we show
here.
I
can't think of anything else.
Tinkle Time.
There's lots you can sell through Tinkle Time.
Air fresheners.
Tinkle Time. Well, we got, was it a space hog or whatever?
Splash hog. All those things.
Any sort of tinkle product you need.
We got it available there.
Yeah, you got it at Tinkle Time.
Tinkle Time. I just have a feeling like... I wonder if you own Tinkle Time and then you get like a thing sent to you like, man, someone went to Tinkle Time twice today. Raise the price, you know? Someone's after it.
There's attention.
Yeah, we're getting a bite. We're getting some nibbles.
Maybe, yeah. Like, I wonder if they get a heads up.
Oh. Well, they have a number you can call and ask right away. They say immediate results.
What, ask how much?
How much Tinkle Time is.
Dude, call.
How much you think it
is? What's it gonna... I mean, hopefully nothing happens like we get hacked or something.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, I guess it's
call?
A phone number.
Let's see.
I don't know if they get a price instantly. Yet. Yes, it's Tinkle Time.
You think time is called.
You should have James do it. Yeah, it's super loud.
I can't even imagine how much Tinkle Time is.
This is the only time they've ever received a call.
I don't know. I bet people inquire about Tinkle Time. If you're into piss...
Tell them we'll buy it for $5.
It's going to be more than $5.
Calling buydomains.com.
Does that make it? Listen,
premium domain names with millions of domain names for sale.
Okay, yeah.
Operator.
Consultant, please press 1.
Okay.
1. They're not. It won't be there. It's only.
They better
be early.
Please
select an option.
Please, Dave, select an option, Dave.
Please
1.
Okay.
Please hold while we transfer you to the next available representative.
Tell them.
Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
I know, but
no, I don't. I'll never know. Tinkle Time.
We can just say.
I think we got to tell them.
You can just tell them. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, you just tell them. We just got to tell them what we're doing.
All right, fine.
Yeah, let's follow.
Oh, this is hold music, huh?
Tinkle Time hold music. Hello? Is this Tinkle Time?
It's not going to be Tinkle Time. It's the Baidu name.
Hello?
Hello? Tinkle Time!
We just want to buy Tinkle Time, man!
Hung up on us!
What kind of
business are you running there?
Still. Listen, how do you think this could be something that went out of business 25 years ago?
No, like we just
the domain
heard
thing?
Yeah, we heard their call.
That could just be
You can buy lots of different...
I don't know, but this is upsetting. If you need an...
What if I needed this thing?
I need an instant price on Tinkle.
It says need a price instantly. Just give us a call.
Time is money. Tinkle Time is money. I wasted my Tinkle Time.
We could be the Amazon of tinkles.
Oh, yes. Hell yeah.
It's just slipping away from us right now.
I want to be Jeff Bezos.
No, I'm going to be honest. Someone else is buying it right now.
I know.
Someone else is buying it right now.
One more time.
We won it.
You better not hang up on me again.
Call me Jeff Bezos.
We'll give you $10 for it.
$10. $15.
You got it.
Okay, let's see. Yeah.
Better be a tough negotiator.
Domains.com, the world's leading marketplace for premium domain names with millions of domain names for sale.
You put me through.
To a self.
God damn it.
Please hold while we transfer.
You better not hang up on me now, Tinkle Time.
You're trying to buy this piece?
For quality and training purposes.
Fine.
Hello?
Hello, dear.
Hello.
Hello. It's probably we're heading overseas.
Yeah, sure.
You are interested in these Tinkle Times? $25,000.
Very cheap. Very, very cheap.
You like pizza?
Oh, they just hung up on me again.
Because there's no one there.
Yeah, there's no one there.
They don't care about
this. There's no one there.
Did we stall on? Oh, someone... Jason looked it up through a different site. It's available. You can't buy it out. You can only lease it.
Oh, you can lease it.
And it's $2,300 for the year.
Oh. What?
That's too much. Tinkle Time!
$2,300 for the year?
Okay.
So they retain owner. That's smart.
You know, when you think about
I'm not even talking.
I know, don't even talk, but if you just go to a thing and whatever you think of, someone's already done it.
God damn it.
I know, that's what's insane.
I hate my life. I hate it.
I can wait!
What?
I know.
Leasing out domain names.
I just want to be the...
Listen, there were people that became like... very wealthy at the beginning of the internet because they just did exactly what you want to do right now, Andy, which is just come up with dumb ideas. Like, what was the, was it Kellogg's? Someone ran out and bought like the Kellogg domain name and then sold it to them for a ridiculous amount
of money. That happened with so many things.
Yep. Yeah, everybody's done everything.
And everyone tried to do it in radio, but radio's just so cheap that they would just, like, change the name.
Yeah.
Right.
They'd be like, we don't care. We're just going to add radio to the back of it.
I have my own website.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I had to buy it. It was easy.
Yes.
Do you put anything on there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I don't sell piss products or anything. I got all my stuff that I ever did in entertainment.
Good. That's good.
Yeah, I have
mine was taken.
I have nothing.
Oh, you don't have that. They don't have that?
Well, it's one of those things that's...
Oh, it's a common name. Well, see, I had to scoop my... Well, I put radio in mine, so it's my name.
You did the radio trick.
Even though radio's dying, so you're going to...
Nobody's going to know what that means in 10 years. I'm in a good place.
Radio?
What is radio?
What the hell?
Radio?
There's some kind of AndyGreenRodeo.com.
He spelled rodeo wrong.
He spelled rodeo wrong. Look at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
What, you got stuff on there?
That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I own domain names, but I have nothing on them.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Somebody has mine.
You know what?
It was honestly to get houses.
Oh. It was like for verification for certain other social media sites because they said you should have a website with your stuff. And I was like, okay. But it's only. Mm. You know what's funny, too, is it's like $20 a year or something. And then, like, when it expired 1 year on me and I'd forgot about it or something. And I like, it was like I was watching my stock market crash or something. I was like, I gotta fix this right away.
Oh, yeah.
He patched me through to Google.
Yeah. Because I've been watching.
I'm about to lose everything.
Listen, I've been watching one website. We've been watching it for years.
Which one?
A domain.
Mm hmm.
That,
don't say anything.
I know.
Don't say it.
I want to buy, right like, now. Just, you know, no, that's it.
Say
I know. You
can't say anything.
Yeah, we're on the air. We forget we're on the air.
It is weird. Sometimes you just forget about these microphones.
So your dream of being the next Jeff Bezos for now is on hold because Tinkle Time, we can't buy.
I ain't going to lease it.
No, you can't lease
it. We're not leasing it.
I mean, how many urinal cakes would you have to sell
to pay for the stupid site?
Dude, I think that if you're in the urinal cake game and you get just one place with like 15 urinals...
I know, but then imagine what these people do. Imagine what these people do when Tinkle Time takes off and then your lease is up.
Hmm. Right, so then that's the whole game. Tinkle Time's incredibly popular now. Yeah, so now it's going to be $200,000 to renew your lease.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
There ain't no rules on the internet.
No, that's a wild goddamn West. We've all seen There Will Be Blood.
Yes, we have.
A big straw. Suck it
Anyways,
up.
Anyways, for now, we don't own Tinkle Time.
But I drink your milkshake.
That could change. We're off to Jamaica next, where a guy who reportedly stole more than 36 panties from clotheslines was given a sound trashing by angry females. What does it mean when Jamaicans give you a trashing?
I think.
Probably just putting you down.
They beat your ass.
Oh, you think it's beatings?
Yeah.
Residents say the man had taken a liking to their panties and would often steal them when they put them out on the clothing lines. One man said, over a month now, me woman, I lose all of her panty dem.
Yep.
One at a time, she and her little sister even catch up. Because she did think as her sister a take him day way.
What?
In the 6 o'clock bells, we see the boy climb over the fence, a walk over the clothes. Everybody shocked. He start tech dung every single panty off a line. Him smell every one of them. And stuff them in a him pocket.
Oh
my God. I didn't even see this part of
the brute nearly dropped dung when we jump out from behind the house and hold him. A pure lick him, get fi mick. Him no, see me, fi stop the thief draws.
Yep.
What? Why is
written out this way?
Yeah,
that's
why?
Incredible. That's what they said.
It's an exact quote from the people.
Oh, they have to do it exact.
One female resident told the Weekend Star that the freak stole about a dozen and a half panties from her clothing line alone. She recovered 12 from a bag he had in his possession. The man, a travel wide and a fine bag full of woman drawers with him. Afore we get back most of panty with them, she stated.
This is incredible.
Jamaican Dave read all the news stories.
Oh, I just want all Jamaican news.
Jamaican Dave.
That's pro, man.
The woman said she has no intention of wearing the panties that have since been recovered.
No.
A make a damn da draws. A fine pad of draws.
It's just, incredible. Like, yeah, that they've spelled it out.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Quote, every single quote. In the 6 o'clock bells, we see the boy climb over the fence and walk over to the clothes. Everybody's shocked when we see him stock tech every single panty off a line. Him, I smell every one of them and stuff them in a pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, that's my, I want you to read Jamaican news every day.
Yep. I don't even care what it's about. I don't care if it's about potatoes.
And making the potatoes.
I don't care. And, I don't care what it is. As long as the Jamaican guy is quoted.
Making them mashed.
Just watch if you put your panties out on the lines in Jamaica.
Well, yeah.
I just love at the end, too, he stated.
Exact quotes there. Oh, but they got their guy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
How did a guy flip out when his coworkers mocked him for shaving his beard? This is a dude from Texas in San Antonio. We just talked about this the other day, funny enough. We talked about how you guys, you know, look totally different when you take your beards off.
Yeah.
Well, San Antonio's William Sturtz went to the time and trouble to shave his bearded face and didn't take kindly to people making fun of him over it. He went to work at the chemical plant. People started mocking him.
Yeah.
Someone said, oh, who's the new girl?
That's awesome.
That's a great line.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That is a great line.
Yeah. It's a phenomenal factory guy joke.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is.
But that mocking was met with threats, not just ordinary threats. We're talking using chemicals to dissolve bodies and make explosive caliber threats.
Yes, yes. Hi, you looking for your husband here?
Excuse me, miss.
tampons are over there.
That'd be tough. That'd be tough.
And then he's just mixing chemicals, ready to kill you and burn you.
Jeez, he's going full Joker.
Yeah.
After overhearing the comments about his shaved face, he also said, oh, they're the reason for workplace violence. Haven't they heard of Columbine before?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, this guy.
Mm. He had, he was a temp at this place.
Safe to say he's not going to be elevated from temp status.
There is his clean-shaven mugshot that you can see at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to check out.
So he had a full beard.
He had a full beard and shaved
hair. Yeah, the long hair. That's why they were calling him a girl.
Man, he's got like, he can't be making those jokes, though.
No.
Those are bad jokes.
You can't.
Bad.
Columbine and chemicals and burning.
You think one guy, like, he just, like, got, like, a prop purse and he was like, Miss! Miss, you forgot your purse!
Oh, yeah.
Easy, don't break a
Listen,
heel.
I just know myself, like, you know, every once in a while I get a really, like, my beard's real long and, you know, majestic. And then it gets gross, starts to feel gross. So I have to just cut it down. Every time I cut it down, people are like, boo!
I know. People comment.
You know, like, you're not supposed to touch that. It's the winter.
Men,
like, dude, it gets gross.
It's always dudes, too. That
it's dudes. It's never girls. Dudes get butt hot when you guys touch your facial hair?
Yes.
When I say butt hot, I meant butt hurt.
Yeah, they do get butt hot.
They get butt hot.
Butt hurt.
They get so butt hot, you could not believe it.
Yeah.
No, it's guys?
I had made a video, and as the guy goes, oil your beard, for Christ's sakes, or something. I was like, yeah. I'll beard how I want to, sir.
Exactly. There's a beard peanut gallery out there, Dave.
Huh. Yeah, there is. And they're all butt hot.
I did not know. Because I don't have a beard, so.
I know. But if you did, and then all of a sudden you didn't, like, I'm sure, like, you would.
Yeah, just the other day we talked about that, right?
Yeah.
How guys care a lot about your beards.
It's weird.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, real weird.
Was that the one? Did that turn into people calling in saying that other guys were?
Yeah.
Was that what we were talking about?
Yeah, like guys come up and they'll be like, that is beautiful.
Oh, or was it height? Like they wanted hugs.
Oh, they
right?
want hugs from big guys.
They want hugs from big guys.
Oh, that was something different.
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to figure out what sparked people to call in about it. All right, this is absolutely ridiculous. It's, you know, I've said before, I've never approached someone, but I've definitely given, like, dirty looks to people who park in a handicapped spot, then jump out and are total able-bodied.
Oh, yeah, like, guys, cartwheel all the way in.
99% of me is sure they're just a douchebag, but there's still that 1% that something else could be up with them that I'm not aware of.
That's why you can't.
And therefore,
can't
they can park there. They're allowed to.
Exactly. Yeah.
Even if they don't have a sticker or anything else.
Something's wrong with their blood and everything.
Yeah. So that'd be muscles. The person that I confront. They have, like, they have 3 days to live. And
right.
Yeah.
Or something. So this, though, is a little bit of a different situation. A dude in a wheelchair knocked on a window to say to someone, hey, this is a handicapped spot. Went inside the store, and then all hell broke loose when the woman's husband went in after him.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Here's the story from KPIX-TV.
And streaming on CBSN Bay Area, a brutal attack in Pleasant Hill. And tonight we're hearing from a man
I just noticed where he was.
In the middle of a Target store. Good evening. I'm Ken Bastida.
I'm Elizabeth Cook. The confrontation happened over a parking spot. The victim tells KPIX-5's Andrea Nakano he feared for his life.
Philip Kinsler, the victim, says it was in this parking lot where he approached a woman and lightly tapped on her window. According to Kinsler, he just wanted to point out that she was in a disabled spot because he didn't see any placards. That encounter then fueled a violent assault inside this Target store.
I was scared. I mean, I've never been that scared in my entire life.
Philip Kinsler was just making a run to Target to return a shirt. He never thought the parking lot encounter would lead to this.
And I held on to the wheels for dear life.
This is the first time Kinsler watched the surveillance video of the incident that happened on January 11th. Kinsler says a man approached him in the store saying he wanted him to come out and apologize to his wife.
I think he was going to take me out. And they both were going to work on me.
Instead, Kinsler was thrown off his wheelchair and tried to brace the fall with his left arm. The incident inside the Target store lasted just about a minute and a half. Kinsler feared for his life, and it surprised him that nobody came to help.
The thing that hurt me the most was that they just stood, people just stood around and did nothing. It would have been easy just to stand in front of my wheelchair.
Kinsler has been in a wheelchair for roughly 30 years. He depends on both arms to maintain his independent lifestyle. With a broken wrist, his life may now be changed forever.
I was just thinking, this guy knew exactly what to do to just destroy me. Because without my arm, without my wrist, no family, a nursing home, no guitar.
Pleasant Hill police have arrested Jimmy Tiger of San Ramon. He faces assault and kidnapping charges.
They got him, though.
Jimmy Tiger, you, yeah, what, you don't knock on Jimmy Tiger's window.
I hate people so much.
Yeah, that's the guy. What a douche.
That's the guy. So what he was trying to do there, he was trying to push the guy outside to make him apologize to his wife.
Yes.
So he was trying to take him out in his wheelchair. He grabbed it from behind. When that guy tried to brace himself to stop it from happening, that's when he just tipped him over and then walked outside.
Furious.
Yeah, go to jail.
And then, but those other people, like the dude just tipped a guy out of a wheelchair, and you're just standing there.
I get it.
Oh my god,
I do get it.
I mean, I wouldn't be that guy.
I understand that you want to step in, but at the same time, it's a guy attacking a man in a wheelchair. That's not normal.
Yeah, you're not.
You don't know who you're dealing with. I mean, and I get it. Like you should be trying to stop somebody.
In
but
a situation like that, too, like, shock is happening. Like, you're like, what is even going on?
Well, and I'll be honest, if someone's pushing someone in a wheelchair, I assume
that's their person.
They know them.
Yeah.
It's so odd that he grabbed the back of the wheelchair and how helpless you are as a man in a wheelchair.
Yeah, but no, that you didn't see the whole video. They were arguing right in front of all those people, right?
Right.
So when he went to push, all those people knew that wasn't his buddy.
Right.
Yeah. He was screaming at him that he'd better get outside and apologize to his wife.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
Because no one stepped in.
Yeah. I am too. I've got to think that none of these situations end well. Like, anyone who parks in a handicap spot is a douchebag. So they're not going to say, you know what, you're right. Yeah. Sorry. I just was running in.
Yeah. Right.
Like, that's got to be incredibly rare for someone to just take ownership, say, yeah, no, I'm an idiot. That's stupid. You're right. I'll move.
Right.
They always get defensive. They always get aggravated because you're attacking them. They know they're wrong, but they're a douchebag, and they're going to be violent, or they're going to yell at you because
good, normal, rational person knows at the ground level not to park in a handicap.
I'll tell you this right now, though. I was at, like, a place that has, like, go-karts and video games and some jumpity-jump-jumps.
Mm-hmm.
And
jumpity-jump-jumps.
Yeah, you know, for the kids and whatnot. And so I parked and I was getting out and some guy, like, just screeched to a halt in front of where everyone is supposed to park and made his own parking spot there. Mm. Like, you know, like there's no spot there, but he's just going to right across he's just going to make a spot that's kind of half in the road. And he didn't care. They just put it in park. His kids jumped out and he went in. But I looked at him and I was like, you can't say anything to this person.
Because he's the type that would have went crazy.
This person's a psychopath.
Yeah.
You know? And it was like, only a psycho does what this guy did.
I know we say trust no one, help no one, but I do think there's exceptions to the rule. Like a dude in a wheelchair, I would have a hard time not jumping to his defense, right? Like
At Target,
you know, you're inside the store. Yeah. It's not a dark parking lot in the corner. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't have been able just to stand by and watch that guy destroy
him. Home.
Yeah,
just I know I do, so, but it's so instinct fast. Kicks in. You know, you're just.
Well, it looked like he dropped his wallet too, and the guy who was close enough to help, like, reached down and got the wallet and was, like, trying to be like, hey, you dropped this. And then the guy threw him to the ground or whatever. It's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what a psychopath, though.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of times I really do think as it's happening very fast and you're, as a person watching, you're really trying to figure out what's going on.
Before you intervene.
The longer you have a chance to think about it, probably the more chance you would react and help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just happens so fast.
Someone say, I once saw a fight break out in the women's bathroom over the handicap stall. Well, we've talked about that before.
If you listen, I've gone into, I'll admit I've used the handicap stall because it was the only one open.
But I thought that was a known that it's allowed.
Like etiquette,
if it is allowed, if it's the only one available, you can go in and use it.
And there's
the most you're going to have to wait is a couple seconds.
Yeah. Well, unless someone's in severe anal distress. Outside of that. Then it's bad.
I'm distressed.
But that could have been a situation where someone was using it while the rest were open, and then someone was waiting to get in there in a wheelchair.
So, like, I'm waiting, and then everyone leaves, and I have anal distress, and I'm in a handicap one.
Doctor, I'm very distressed.
Anally.
Anally.
Like I know I've been in a handicap one, and people have left the other ones, and I guess I could have sat and waited, but I, you know...
Had
stuff to do.
This guy said, I'm a truck driver. These are the same people that flip me off when I pull my horn on them. And someone else said, forget about confronting people for parking in handicap spaces. I've been cussed out for telling someone they had a light out. So for being a nice guy, like, hey, dude, just so you know, your light's out. You're like, F you.
Yeah,
that's nuts. You can't say anything to anyone anymore.
Well, the light thing, I wouldn't say anything.
No,
it's on them.
Oh, you wouldn't? No. But if someone said it to you, I'd be thankful.
Yeah, I guess, whatever.
Yeah, like I will have, like,
yell at them
every once in a while. A light will go out on your car, and I was in reverse. I had one of my reverse lights was out, and I would have never known.
Right.
It took someone to say, hey, when you back up one of your reverse lights out. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's helpful.
Okay, who has a problem with that? People who just, like, know it's out and don't want to get it fixed?
Mentally ill people. Like somebody that's who would probably be upset.
Have a lot of tickets over it or something.
Yeah. Or just like,
there's just so many people that are mentally gone,
dude. They're just
that it's so tough these days.
Filled with
unless
rage
I
and
had
looking for a
something
fight.
On me,
like if you were carrying, is that what you're saying?
Carrying something.
People are looking for a fight, man.
Carrying something.
Melissa
or something
has a comment.
Close to me, I could wrap that guy off. The ratatata,
ratatata.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I'm Melissa. We're talking about this video that shows a man in a wheelchair attacked at a Target store over a parking spot dispute. What do you think?
I was Christmas shopping with my daughter. We were in a parking lot. Very busy time of year. My daughter's handicapped.
Okay.
She walks, you know, a little different than others. She can't walk distances, but she can walk okay. And we were in the handicapped parking spot and had someone approach me and tell me that my daughter didn't look like she was handicapped, and I was parked in the wrong spot.
Right. Wow. See, and that's why I refrain myself from saying anything to anyone.
Yeah.
What was your reaction? What do you say? I mean, do you even bother acknowledging?
She's 10 years old.
No, your reaction, though.
Yes, but, I told her to go, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
To blank herself.
Yes.
All right, Melissa. And, rightly so.
So rude.
I feel like a guy in a wheelchair has a right to bitch out somebody without a sticker on their car, or at least see what's going on.
Yeah.
They're the one that has a right to approach them and be like, hey, you don't have a spot. That's kind of messed up.
Mm-hmm. People are pointing out those stalls are handicap accessible, not handicap only.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But you would feel...
I'd feel terrible.
If you opened the door and there was a guy in a wheelchair waiting, you would feel
just
like...
apologize. Yeah.
If I just even saw the wheels. So I'm in there...
That would happen to you too. I would just totally.
I'll be like, oh my god, oh sorry, oh my god, no. I'd just pushed. I'd have six hemorrhoids by the time it was done.
You could tell. You just tell them all the stalls were occupied.
Oh my god,
six hemorrhoids.
I would feel so bad, guys. I'd feel so bad.
I'd have six hemorrhoids.
And then what? And the reason I'm in there, it's got to be a bad. For me to even be in there.
Right.
Yeah. Because
you don't poop in public.
No. So it's got to be terrible. And then I just have to apologize.
Someone said an old lady ran my boyfriend off the road when he tried to get her attention about a burnt out light.
How you going? I hope you die.
Get your attention.
Ran her the road or ran him off the road. That's crazy.
I'll swerve at you.
Yeah, get out of here.
Seems like my foot's not knowing whether to brake or hit the gas.
Similar thing happened in Clearwater a few years ago, resulted in a shooting and death over a handicapped parking spot at a gas station. Yeah.
At a gas station. That's not even that far.
No, so the other spot, like,
it's
what is it?
Right next to it.
12
right
feet
there.
Away.
Right. But then, at the same time, is it ever worth it to say something if you're going to get shot and killed?
Right.
It's not.
Yeah.
That's why I don't probably do something at Target until I can really analyze the situation.
No.
Someone points out everyone is just cuckoo and a boom boom.
Yeah,
that's true. They're cuckoo. They've cuckoo got a thing a that goes boom boom.
Yeah, that's so true. A lot of them are, man.
Yeah. This guy driving behind an old truck smelled like gas. Then I saw gas just pouring out of the tank. At the light, I'm like, dude, you're leaking gas. He said, F you. Yeah.
Exact same thing happened to me in high school. I was leaving the parking lot. I get into like a lane. It's like two lanes. You know, we're driving down two lane road. And the truck beside me has got gasoline pouring out of its gas tank. And the guy, passenger, is smoking out the window.
Oh, my
God.
And
it's pouring all over. And I'm like, hey! He's like, whatever. Mm. I'm like, oh, they just hate life so much that they're just like, if they blow up, they blow up.
That's a wild way to live.
Oh,
my God. Didn't care. They didn't care.
Your, like, scary moment of seeing the wheels happen to a guy, and he said he just limped out.
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible.
I know what to do now.
You can't. No, you go to hell. You can't limp out.
No, Chuck, you can't. No, you can't. Just walk out and say sorry. That's it.
No way.
Sorry and
dude.
Move.
I'm
sorry and go.
Out.
You can't limp out.
I'm
dude.
Walking out no. like everything's wrong.
No.
Like everything's wrong.
Mm-mm.
And then as soon as I get out that door, I'm running.
You limp until you get to the door, then you run.
Yes.
Like get the end of the, out of there.
Like the end of the Usual Suspects.
Yes, exactly.
Kaiser Soze.
Yeah. Kaiser Soze.
Kaiser Soze was in a handicap stall.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Talking about this dude who was attacked at a Target store in his wheelchair. He knocked on a window to let a woman know, hey, this is a handicap spot. You shouldn't be parking here. When he got into the store, her husband came in after him, tried to attack the guy, make him go outside and apologize. When he wouldn't do it, he flipped the guy in his wheelchair, breaking his wrist. Eric's in Monroe. You had a comment.
Yeah. I went to the mall and I parked in a handicapped spot, mm-hmm. and as I was getting out, wearing oxygen, because at the time I had a lung disease, I had my placard up in the window, and this little lady came up to me and was like, hey, you can't park there. And I'm like, I'm pulling my oxygen tank out of the car, and she's yelling at me that I can't park there. I'm not allowed to park there because she was going to take that spot.
Oh, well, there's crazy people everywhere, right?
Yeah, she probably thought she was more handicapped than you.
I was going to say, is there some kind of weird handicap pecking order that we don't know about?
That's
probably. There's probably, or just bitches.
So, like, just because she was older.
Right. Could just be she was an evil lady.
Yeah.
Mike, how you doing, dude?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your story?
So, 2 years back. My son was about 9 years old, and we were camping in a state park in Michigan. And so about midnight, I wanted to go take a shower before I went to bed. So he and I went down, you know, there's two showers in the bathroom area. And so I went into one. The only one was open was a handicap. So I figured, you know, it's like midnight or whatever. So I told him, yeah, go ahead, go in there. And so when I got done and I come out, I'm waiting on him. When I opened the door, there's a guy in a wheelchair waiting to go in the handicap bathroom.
Oh,
so, when my kid came out, you know, so I scolded him for using the handicap. So pretty much the long and short of the story is I threw my kid under the bus.
Hey, dare you use that? Why don't you have a soul? Show some respect.
What are you doing in there?
Jesus Christ, this where you put me, Dad?
You told me to go in there specifically.
Poor kid.
He threw his kid under the handicap bus. That's horrible.
That's horrible, man.
Kid should have just come out limping.
No, Chuck.
That's it. That's how you do it.
That's
now.
Not the excuse. That's not the way
come
to do
out
it.
Limping.
Come on.
Drag that foot. Now, Ryan is handicapped, but you've dealt with this too, Ryan. Is that right?
Yes.
I have. Actually, I drive larger vehicles, and I got hurt a long time ago from a doctor mess up, and I lost 60% of the muscle in my leg, and my knee is also really messed up, and me driving lifted trucks and stuff, I've actually parked in handicapped spots before, and I've had people come up to me swearing at me, yelling at me for parking in those spots, and in the summertime, it's actually pretty funny when I get yelled at about it, because when I climb out, I've got scars all up and down my leg, and when I'm wearing shorts, they immediately just shut up and look at
so
me.
So that's it. Like, don't assume a handicapped person is in Bigfoot.
Yeah,
you're right. You're right.
That's what it is.
It just doesn't look like the normal vehicle you should be driving. So what do they say when they realize you are handicapped?
They just say, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't understand. I just have to look at them and be like, never judge a book by its cover, guy.
Yes, yeah. And that's why I stopped myself. Yeah. As I said before, that guy is why I stopped myself.
Yeah.
Because he could look total able-bodied, and then he gets out and he's got, you know,
guilt that you have.
Oh, yeah. My Dave guilt? My Irish Dave guilt?
Yeah, like in the parking lot here.
Oh, don't even start. That is horrible. Why would you say
that? Oh my God.
Was not the same situation.
That's exactly how you'd feel, though. That's exactly how you'd feel.
Like we talked about that.
We've talked about that.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah,
I believe we talked about
it. But I still have guilt about that.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, quickly, there's a guy here who was here, who I didn't know very well, but he obviously had some walking problems. He walked with a very noticeable limp.
Yeah.
He looked from a distance very similar to another guy that works here that I was closer to.
Yeah.
And so I yelled out at him, "Why are you walking that way?"
Yeah,
not thinking it was the other guy. I thought the other guy was joking around or something. Or
and he was like, "Oh, because of my leg disabilities."
Oh my God!
No, I said, "Sorry, man. I thought you were."
It's just like no.
It's the worst.
It's one of those things where you just even whatever you say afterwards can't fix it.
No, and he went around and told everyone that you said that.
Oh my God!
He felt so terrible that he had to. He had to try and get it off his chest. You know. And to get off his chest.
An honest and brutal mistake.
Oh, yeah. It was totally an honest mistake. I thought, because that guy was a joker, and I thought he was joking around, you know.
Yeah.
Like, we've run into each other in the parking lot before, and he's been joking around.
Yeah.
And I thought he was just, like, limping towards me as a joke.
Yeah.
Nope. Turns out, different guy.
Just a really physically disabled man.
Yes.
Very.
Why are you walking like that, you goof?
Well, because I'm physically disabled.
That's you goof.
It's the only way I can get around you.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't look as pretty as everybody else's walk, but it gets the job done.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah.
So how's the gallbladder?
I just got it out.
Yep. No, that was a bad
That was a wild time.
That's why I
wild
don't
time.
Talk to anyone anymore. No. A few more quick calls here. Derek, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys today? Good morning, penis.
Penis to you.
Penis.
Talking about confronting people who park in handicapped spots.
Yeah, when I was younger, I was going up to the mall. My grandfather and my grandmother went up to the mall. They were doing some Christmas shopping. So my grandfather calls me. He's like, "I got to go off and do a job. Can you come pick up grandma?" I was like, "Sure, why not?" So I go up there, and my grandmother's obviously handicapped. We have a handicapped plate. And I get out of the car, and I go in to get her, and I accidentally leave my lights on. So my grandmother's checking out. And I go, "Okay, I'll go get the car." So I run out, and I'm like, "Oh, crap, I left the lights on." So I had to call security. Security comes over, and he's just giving me dirty, dirty looks. I'm like, "Hi, sorry, I left my lights on." He's like, "You don't look a little handicapped there." I go, "Oh, no, I'm just picking up my grandmother. I didn't totally mean to, like, park here." And he, like, "She's obviously handicapped." And he just kept going at me, like, "You know, this is you can't do this. If you park here, it's a $500 fine." I'm like, "I'm seriously here just to go get my grandmother." So he actually followed me into the store.
To make sure you had a handicapped grandma.
Yeah,
I get it. I get it.
Like, What's going on?
Security Dave would have done the same thing.
Hey, show me your handicapped grandma.
Yeah, you would have. Mm-hmm.
Prove your grandma's disability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
So my mom has that too. Like my mom has a little hang tag you can hang in the car, right? Because she has trouble walking. But I've never used it. I'll drop her off at the door and then I'll go park in a regular spot and then I'll come back. Because again, I can't.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
My mom
yeah.
needs to be close to the door, but I don't.
I guess that's right. proper etiquette, honestly, mm-hmm. is like
you, have a driver.
You go up and get her and then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm already to no, leave. I'll tell her to wait and I'll just go up and get her and help her into the car.
As opposed to taking up a handicapped spot from someone else.
Leo had the situation in the handicap stall at the airport. Is that right, Leo?
Yes, it is, Dave.
So what happened?
So I was stressing out at JFK in New York, very small bathroom. The only stall that was open was the handicap stall. So I went in, did my business. Uh-huh. And midway through, I hear grunting and kind of like struggling right outside. Oh, and no. some guy's knocking on the door. So I'm sitting there thinking, like, does he not see my feet or anything like that? So I come out of there, and a handicapped man confronts me for using it. And, like, I didn't know what to do. I'm like, well, I can't talk back. I'm in a bad spot. So I just put my head down and got out of there. It was really, really
Oh, so you just, like, just tuck your tail between your legs and head out.
Yeah, you gotta put that limp
but
on.
But once again, just so we all remember, I think it's important for all us able-bodied folks to realize that if it's the only one open, you're cool. Like, it's accessible, but it's not handicap only. But be a nice guy and don't just take it if there's six other stalls open.
Yeah. And I'm going to say something. I'm not trying to be, like, have any disrespect or anything here, but if you're a handicapped guy or girl, I don't think you should push it to the last second of, like, I'm going to poop my pants if I don't hit a John right. Like, you got to be you got to think ahead.
Yeah.
Because there might be someone in there and you only have one choice.
Hmm.
So you're telling handicapped people to be.
Plan ahead.
Be whole aware.
Sure, sometimes it could just hit them.
Mm. Right. Plan ahead, though, if you can.
At least that guy knew that he was outgunned in that fight.
If you are. He knew. Here's the thing. So if you are handicapped, is there a way for you to use a normal one if push comes to shove?
I don't think so.
Well, I wouldn't think so either.
No, unless you can get out of your wheelchair.
Right.
Fine.
Like some
people can.
Yeah, the bars, right?
Yeah. More room, bars, all that stuff.
It would just suck to be stuck somewhere and you have to poop yourself so tremendously. And there's a guy who's in that.
Yes. And so you understand the frustration
understand
of the handicap
it.
Person.
I do understand.
That's the only stall I can use, and you're in it. But, like you said, all the stalls were full. Yes. They all could clear out by the time that guy gets there. It looks like you took an empty one, but you took the only one that was available.
Also, I would say, if you're a handicapped guy and you go into the John and there's a guy in there, I would start making a bunch of racket. I would let the person know, hey, guy, I'm here in a wheelchair. Because, some people just take their sweet time and they don't think about, they're like, oh, I've been sitting here for 3 minutes doing nothing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Make some noise.
Mm. Well, and he did, so he was grunting.
Yeah.
He was making the noise.
I mean, grunting. I'd be like, handicapped person here.
Yeah.
I don't care who is on the other side of the stall. If you hear me grunting, you better.
Gangway.
Something's about to go down.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Andrea has a comment. A different situation. It wasn't a handicap spot, Andrea. What was it?
So it was an expectant mother spot at Kroger.
And so
I parked. I was in the middle of getting my 2-year-old out of the back seat, so my back was turned. A man pulled up and yelled out the window that that parking was only for expectant mothers, and I couldn't park there. So a man yelled that to me. And I just turned around and showed them my giant belly because I was pregnant with twins at the time. And he just drove on off.
Again, so
didn't
there's
realize
this
is the thing. That you-
There's
pregnant?
Just honestly real vocal a-holes out there, too.
Everybody wants to be the victorious hero.
Yeah, the champion.
The champion of the expectant and the handicapped.
Oh. Yeah.
But sometimes you don't know what you're talking about.
You get burned. You get burned.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to mind your
business.
She
was one of those ladies from behind that didn't look pregnant. And then she was like, what about that? Boom, buns in the oven, bitch. Yeah,
like skinny legs, skinny butt, turns around, giant
gut. Yeah, I had a big coat on or something.
Yeah.
You can't tell.
Yeah, you can't expectant mother. Say.
Buns are a bacon, you son of a bitch.
I mean, if Andy got out of the expectant mother spot, then I know, okay, he's not supposed to be.
I have the shape
right?
for it.
Be like, congratulations. Congratulations. Boy or girl?
Both.
Both. You're getting twins.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Good for congratulations you, to you.
Thank you.
Andy gets two babies that day.
I'm a pregnant man.
Yeah, so just watch what you say and be aware. And
I just suggest don't approach strangers ever.
Yeah, it's a good way.
Yeah, I mean, like, anytime you do, you're taking your life in your hands.
Yeah, yeah, I guess
and
you, are.
You just have to know that.
There are a lot of people that are just flat out bonkers.
Yes. For sure. They can't wait.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.